Good morning. You're listening to the Coffee Hour with Andy
and Sarah.
It is a good day in studio. How do you serve your neighbor? How do you bring that witness of Jesus and love and mercy of Jesus to your neighbor? We have some friends in studio today to help us talk about how to do that, specifically when reaching our neighbors who are experiencing cancer. So thanks to our friends at Concordia University, Wisconsin for their great support of this program. We love the folks at Concordia, Wisconsin, all the great things they're doing as well. And so thanks to CUW. Check it out. Concordia University, Wisconsin, CUW.edu.
That is correct.
I'm looking with the question.
Or you can go to our website and find logo on the underwriters page.
That's right. They are there. Go to KFUO.org and yeah, you can find them there as they support KFUO. In studio this morning, our friend Karen Tripp. She is founder and president of Cancer Companions. Karen, welcome back.
Glad to be here. Always fun.
Fun to have you in studio this morning and talking about Cancer Companions. You have some exciting stuff coming up, some training, some equipping coming up that we're going to talk about in a little bit. And you also brought along a friend with you this morning, Kristen Charlesworth, executive director of the Care Connections program at St. John's Lutheran Church in Arnold, Missouri. Kristen, welcome.
Thank you. Good morning.
A pleasure to have you in studio, and welcome to KFUO and the Coffee Hour. Excited to learn about Care Connections, what you're doing at St. John's Lutheran Church in Arnold, and how that connects to Cancer Companions. Karen, we've talked about Cancer Companions here on KFUO a number of times.
True.
And what's your elevator speech before we get into this training that's coming up?
What Cancer Companions does is that we train and equip caring individuals, volunteers in churches, to be able to facilitate a curriculum that we've designed called Seeing God in Your Cancer Journey. And so they end up having group meetings, or they can end up having one-to-one meetings, or making contact with people that are coping with cancer. And so that umbrella of coping with cancer includes people that are in treatment, but it also includes folks that are post-treatment and all their loved ones. Because when a person gets diagnosed with cancer, it doesn't stop on the last day of treatment, and it certainly impacts a lot more people than just the person with a diagnosis.
So true. So true. And speaking from personal experience, having experienced cancer myself and knowing how important it is to have that network of support. And one of the first things we do when we have questions and we're seeking that support and we're seeking answers, what's the first thing we do that is probably ill-advised?
The first thing we do that's ill-advised, I would say, is that we get on the internet and we start to be able to search around our diagnosis to be able to find out information about it. Then there is a lot of inaccurate stuff. There is a lot of stuff out there, that's just not helpful.
So the ways that we can be helpful as serving as Cancer Companions is bringing that caring ear to listen and to be supportive through that as Christians, bringing that care and compassion that we know from knowing Christ. So tell me about the live training to equip us to be Cancer Companions. Tell me about that. I just saw about this on your website and your news info recently. What is this training all about?
Yeah, so we have a full day training to be able to train our volunteer facilitators. And basically what we're doing is we're teaching people how to step into a person's cancer journey. Sometimes people will send me emails that say, here's the 10 best things to say to a person with cancer, or here's the 10 worst things. And our belief is that it changes every person and every day when you're going through that cancer journey. There's some days you want to talk about it. There's other days you don't. You know, and so the only way to know how to serve somebody is to step into the journey with them. And so we literally teach them communication skills. We take time to be able to look at all of our own personal cancer journeys and the way that that can impact us as a facilitator. And then we dive right into the materials. We have Bible studies and devotionals and videos and all kinds of things to be able to use to talk about cancer and talk about Jesus at the same time, which is really what our facilitators are doing with folks.
Does somebody need to have any medical background or counseling background in order to get into these kind of programs?
Not at all, actually. There's even a place in our training where we'll say, if you're a doctor or a nurse and they start to ask you medical questions, don't answer them. And I know that sounds a little crazy, but what we're trying to do is create a safe place where we're talking about cancer and Jesus at the same time. And if you change that relationship and now all of a sudden we're talking about, hey, what do you think of this mole on my arm? You think I need to get somebody to look at that? You know, that's not a lot of cancer and Jesus stuff going on with that. And you'll flip the relationship. So really, folks that have no medical background at all are widely welcomed.
Are there other qualities, if somebody's interested in this, is there other qualities that make a good person for this program?
It's interesting because what I find is that our volunteers come from two different pots. One is one I think you would probably expect, which is that they have a background of a cancer experience. They're a cancer survivor. They're a cancer caregiver. Maybe they're a widow or widower from a loved one. Or somehow or another, deep within their family, they've connected with that cancer journey. And we love having those folks because they are strong enough to be able to turn back towards their cancer and help the next person. And yet there's this other pot. And this other pot are these incredible people. I think every church has them. And they're just pastoral care people. They're the kind of people that always check out the prayer list to see who needs to be prayed for. They'll end up dropping by a hospital to visit somebody or sending a note or making a dish or a casserole. You know, they're the folks in high school that everybody went to tell their problems to. You know, they make incredible cancer companion facilitators, and we welcome them as well.
Kristen, tell me about the Care Connections at St. John's Lutheran Church in Arnold, Missouri.
So Care Connections is a new program. Kind of call it our social ministry, counseling ministry. We are in some buildings on the Front Edge property in Arnold, and we're a new program that the whole goal behind it is just to kind of invest our church in our community and in turn hopefully get our community back invested in us and to reach those people in our community that are just hurting and need to get ahead. Right now, thanks to a Lutheran Foundation grant, we're able to offer free services. We do case management and counseling and support groups, which is why I'm here with Karen today, just to kind of help walk with people, to help to get them to a place in their life where they're functioning better and just enjoying life. And the great thing about us is that since we're with the church, we get to do it with Christ's love, and we get to share that with people who maybe everyone else has given up on them. And so if we can kind of teach them and share with them that they have Jesus to follow, to guide with them and walk with them, that hopefully they don't feel alone and that they feel like they have someone to, you know, to kind of boost them as they move through a difficult place in their life.
Have you seen specific needs in the community that drove you to Cancer Companions, or was there something else about Cancer Companions that you said, this is something we really could utilize and, sure. and a way we could serve in our community?
Yeah, absolutely. I think cancer affects everyone in some way, shape, or form. And so before I was even on staff at St. John's, I had worked with the parish nurse to try to bring something to St. John's. We weren't sure what we wanted to bring, but my mom had recently been diagnosed with cancer, and you know, there was a lot of people just hurting in our church, and we knew that we needed to do something. There just wasn't anything there. And so I actually was at a conference in Indiana, Best Practices, and met Karen and heard about the program. And then thankfully we were given another grant from Jefferson Foundation for support groups. And so I reached out to Karen and said, let's do this. So we're excited to get started.
What are you hoping to bring to the community at St. John's with this Cancer Companion program?
Well, I think first and foremost, we're hoping to find a way to get connected with our congregation members, help to give them the tools to really feel like they can be a support system to those suffering, and also just to have that fallback, you know, when there's someone in our congregation or in our community that is affected by cancer, they know where to come. It's not that question. So they're not getting on the internet, you know, they're like, okay, well, we're going to call Care Connections and we're going to see what we can do about this so that they just, you know, have a solid source of information that can guide them through the, you know, the hurting of it.
Absolutely. Karen, how does Cancer Companions help bring people affected by cancer to Jesus? How does this help then be closer to Jesus?
Great question. Our ministry verse is James 4:8, which is draw closer to God and he will draw closer to you. And so that we're not a ministry of just presence. We really are a ministry of being able to help draw people closer. So our materials and our trainings are designed to be able to use prayer as well as scripture, as well as that fellowship, that connection of that other person. And then, of course, just that idea of that we're going to seek the presence of God. And so we train our facilitators how to use each of these different tools in the materials that I've written already for them to be able to do that, which is really awesome that they end up having those tools just delivered for them through discussion questions and things that I've already designed.
Just about a minute and a half. Walk us through the training that's coming. I know there's training going on all over the country. I know there's some coming up right here in the St. Louis area. Mm-hmm. Walk us through what that training would look like for average Joe signing up for that training. What am I going to learn in that? And is it a day? Is it a half a day? That sort of thing.
It's a full day training. Registration is 8:30. We start at 9. We go until about 4:30 in the afternoon. But you get a free lunch. Hey, you know, who says there's no free lunch? So anyway, but what we end up doing is we spend the morning really starting off with the Bible study, trying to talk about what's our role within the body of Christ that we're supposed to be doing as Cancer Companion facilitators. And then we kind of start to talk about that, what's our experience of cancer. And so each person has their own personal experience of cancer that they bring into the room when they meet with somebody. And we want to be aware of how that's going to impact that relationship. And then we start doing nuts and bolts. We teach you how to introduce yourself as a cancer companion, how to be able to make a phone call, how to be able to use the materials and work one-to-one. And then we also have a whole section where we talk about group process and how to run a group using the materials, too. And so it's an action-packed day, but it's a delight. It really is.
Tell me where we can, where do we go to sign up?
Cancer-companions.org, and you'll look up at the top and there's an events page. And when you click on the events page, it gives you all 21 states that we're in, and you just pick the state you're looking for and see what you find.
Thanks so much, Karen, for being our guest. Kristen, thanks for coming in and sharing that connection to St. John's Arnold. Coming up in just a little bit, more opportunities to learn and grow here in the St. Louis area. Intersect, is that right?
Yes.
All right, stick around. More Coffee Hour in a moment.